Well, hey there. Welcome to the Morning Manna podcast. I'm Pastor Greg, coming to you from Idaho. And we are working our way through the Psalms and just kind of verse by verse, digging out a little bit of what's going on in the heart of our guy David. And there is so much richness that comes from David's life and the other psalmists. As the Holy Spirit would lead them to put pen to papyrus for us who go through challenges and trials and so on and learn how to trust God and praise Him in the valleys and all of that. So David's writing a psalm where he once again finds himself in trouble, where it seems like wicked men are prospering and that, you know, he is struggling. And so he pours out his heart to God and gives us a bunch of great lessons. So if you're in a valley time or a place where there's all kind of conflict in your life, this psalm is for you. So we kind of take it back up. I want to say right about verse 16. So listen to this statement. This is massive truth here. Better is the little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. Did you hear that? Christian, if you are financially poor, if you are circumstantially destitute, you are in a far greater position. Your life is far better than the person who doesn't know the Lord, even though they may have a fat bank account and so on. Now you say, well, that just sounds like hyperbolic. No, it's absolutely true. Do you know that the riches that you have, if you're a Christian, they are riches that circumstances cannot steal. They are transcendent, that is, they're above the realm of the physical. And so God gives us peace that surpasses even our understanding, that no trouble can rob from us. They're situated in heaven. They're heavenly riches, and they're yours because you are Christ. And so whatever your financial circumstance is, or even physical, your health circumstance, you are rich in God, and time will reveal that to be true. And so he goes on, the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. God's the one taking care of you. And the wicked, listen, they're going to be rendered inoperative, essentially, unable to do anything anymore. Verse 18, the Lord knows the days of the blameless. Listen, it's not like he's aware. In Psalm 139 it is, yeah, where it says the Lord searches out our path. He searches it out. So think of it this way, that we have a trail guide that's gone before us. So God's already in the place that we're coming to. So we're coming out of this chapter and into the next. Well, God's already there. He's already in our tomorrow. God's there. He's in our next week. God's already in our next month. He's in our next year. He's searched it out. So he knows the days of the blameless. So Christian, you're to take great comfort in that. Okay, you're worried about this, that, or the other thing concerning tomorrow or the rent at the end of the month or what. The Lord's already there. And so don't worry about tomorrow. Today has enough challenge of its own. Let God meet your needs. Give us this day our daily bread. Remember the children of Israel, when God provided manna miraculously in the wilderness, they would go out and gather it in the morning, but they could only gather enough for one day. One day. So don't worry. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just gather for today. You're going to find out it's going to be enough. God's going to meet your need for today. And then they would wake up and they would go out and gather for that day. So there's a lesson for us. Don't worry about tomorrow. God's meeting your need right now. He's doing it today. He's going to do it tomorrow. Well, verse 20, but the wicked will perish. The enemies of the Lord, they're like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like smoke. They vanish away. Pastures, beautiful in springtime and summer, just growing and vibrant. But boy, winter comes along and wow, dead. Gone. So that's the picture, and it's a stark picture of the reality of life and of human beings and their relationship to God. Verse 21, the wicked borrows but does not pay back, but the righteous is generous and gives. For those blessed by the Lord shall inherit the land, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. So the wicked, always trying to get, to take, to gather, to hoard, to get as much. I need to get as much out of life as I can. Go for the gusto, get as much. But the righteous, oh, I want to give. I want to bless. I want to help. I want to serve. And it's in our generosity, it's in our giving that we find life. And so the two perspectives are diametrically opposed. Are you trying to gain your life? Then you're going to lose it. If for Jesus' sake you lose your life, that is, you give it away, you're going to gain it. That's the way it works in the kingdom. But the steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. So the Lord establishes our steps, and he delights. We delight in the way of the Lord, and he delights in us as we walk in the way. And so though we may fall, though we may trip, as happens in life, the Lord will not let you go, Christian. He won't. Listen, I know some of you who are watching right now or listening that you failed in some terrible way. You've sinned in some kind of way that it's causing you grief and shame, and you wonder, man, can I ever have the joy that I once had with the Lord? I feel so cut off from God because of what I did. Listen, the Lord, you may not know it, you may not feel it, but the Lord is holding your hand right now, and he's leading you through a process, much like he did with David, when David sinned by committing adultery and murder and lying and all the rest, failed terribly. God held his hand through the process where David confessed his sin. And then he wrote at least a couple of psalms of repentance. One, Psalm 51, God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. God's restoring to you the joy of your salvation. And so when he's restored you, you're going to, like David prayed, Lord, when you've restored me, then I will teach transgressors your ways. And Lord, I'm going to tell people about it. I'm going to tell people of how gracious you are. And my failure is going to become a testimony. My stumbling is going to become a story of your glory and your grace. Hey, God bless you guys.